from Deep Inside the Death Star. I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we have a new guest here on the show, Craig Brockschmidt, here on Defrag Tools, author of a book, right?
That's right.
Programming Windows Store Apps. You've got it right behind you.
That's
with it. HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
It's appropriate because it's an ebook.
It's an ebook.
A free ebook, we should say.
Free,
that's
even
right.
Better. I love free things.
1,362 pages of free.
That is amazing.
That's impressive.
Don't say Microsoft never did anything for you. And this is the second edition,
that's
which
right.
came out recently, right?
Yes, in April of 2014, right with the Build 2014 conference.
Yeah. Right on. And when was the first edition?
First edition was October of 2012 with the Windows 8 general release.
Oh, so nearly a year old. Yeah. That's
yeah.
cool.
Right on.
So, tell us about the book. How did it become to be?
Yeah, well, it goes back to December of 2010 when we had a small group of people that we called the High Pain App Building Group. Now, this was when the Windows runtime was first getting turned on mm-hmm. in Windows, and the only way you could build an app was with Notepad, with maybe F12 debugging tools and Internet Explorer. We had not Visual Studio. None of that was up yet. But wow. you could call the APIs. Mm. So JavaScript was the only environment you could actually work with at that time because we didn't have any of the C# or C++ tools turned on except
yeah.
with internal things that teams were using. So we did a lot of stuff in Notepad, ran it in IE a lot. And then as soon as you called a Windows Runtime API, though, you couldn't debug in IE anymore. So you just were praying for the best and hoping that came up there. But from that, I gained a lot of experience of just how to do app building. And at that point, we weren't releasing anything publicly. We weren't disclosing yet. And so I spent the next 6 months in early 2011 training a lot of our internal teams how to build apps, mm-hmm. how to get them up on Windows Runtime, understanding the Windows library for JavaScript, understanding how async APIs worked, all of those details. Did lots of presentations to hundreds of people at a time. Realized that a lot of that knowledge really should be written up as a book. I enjoy writing. I wrote two other books for Microsoft Press some years back in 1993 and 95 called Inside Olay 2 and Inside Olay Second Edition.
I know those.
That
yeah.
were nice 1,000 pagers.
Yeah.
And I was joking with people that that was really the last time we did a major change to the API surface area in Windows was with COM.
It was.
And, well, not really counting .NET. I missed .NET, to be honest, because I left Microsoft in 1996 after a 9-year career. Did a bunch of other stuff for 12 years and came back in 2008 after my son was born. I said, yeah, I want to support his future a little bit better.
But .NET's more like a framework anyway. It's not a
yeah.
fundamental. It's not like baked into the OS.
That's right. It wasn't,
yeah.
It wasn't an OS-level API. Mm-hmm. And so I was laughing because the last time we majorly changed the API in Windows, I was there to write the book, and then here comes WinRT, yeah. and I was there to start writing the book.
And of course, WinRT is actually just an evolution of COM anyway, so.
Essentially, I was surprised yeah. when I came back to the Windows team in 2010, I started walking around the hallways that people would say, oh, I know you, you wrote that book on COM.
Uh-huh.
And they still have it on their shelves because COM is still the underlayment of everything that goes on in Windows, but you don't have to see it in WinRT.
Yeah.
Although occasionally you can dip down to an interface, query interface for something, find it, do the things you need to do with there. Mm-hmm. Not from JavaScript though, that's a bit of a higher level language, you gotta go to C++ for that.
So, mm-hmm. so what's your current role now?
Yeah, so right now I work in what's called our ecosystem and frameworks team. So that includes the various teams that do close partner engagement that work with our top tier app builders. You know, if you think of a big name in software, guys like Adobe, guys like Netflix, Hulu. I worked with Kayak for a while. They do travel mm-hmm. and whatnot. And we do partner engagements with them one-on-one mm-hmm. To get their apps built, to get things ready for different releases of Windows as it comes along. I particularly work with Breadth Community and trying to put the message out to a much broader audience, mm-hmm. not just on the one-on-one. I did the one-on-one for a long time and worked with Endomondo, I worked with Kayak, I worked with AccuWeather,
yeah.
a number of those guys to produce their first Windows Store apps. And there's still a team that does that for future releases. But in that breadth role, then it's like, yes, how can I really effectively teach the most people how to do these things? So the book really came from that effort. I was producing a lot of that content anyway, just to educate the developers I was working with. And naturally, I'm a writer. I love writing. I love producing content like that. So just if I learn something, I write it down. And I try to structure it so that somebody who doesn't understand it can be eased into it very nicely. And with this book, I realized, having taught a lot of people from internally again, like I said, that I had to assume you knew something about HTML, CSS, and JavaScript by itself.
Yeah.
It's like, now let's see how that applies to writing Windows Store apps.
Right.
And I do mention in this book a little bit about Windows Phone 8.1, because you can use these languages on Windows Phone 8.1, but that decision was made at a point where I really couldn't go back and edit the book again. I was deep into the second edition already, and it's like, it's not going to work. So let's stick a few paragraphs here and there where it works.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we should call out, there's a kind of a companion book that we talked to the author of that earlier.
Yeah.
It's another Microsoft Press book. It was Jeffrey Richter. Right?
And Martin van der Sport.
And that's, but that's more focused on C# as opposed to... So we've kind of got a set here. Choose your language, choose your...
Yeah, Windows Runtime via C# is the other one.
Yeah, I can mention that in this book, it's actually very useful for people using other languages, because half of the book is JavaScript specific and works with the Windows Library for JavaScript, about all the UI elements and whatnot. And that accounts for the 40% of WinRT, that if you're working in JavaScript, you don't have to look at the XAML namespace, where all of that UI is implemented. So a JavaScript developer doesn't see that part of WinRT ever. They don't touch it. But they do need to look at WinJS for the controls and a number of the other things that go on. But then the other half of the book is really just Windows Runtime. And even though I'm talking about it from a JavaScript perspective, it's still Windows Runtime. And it's give the code samples in JavaScript, but it's all applicable to really any language.
Yeah, it's a concept thing rather than language thing.
Yeah, so I do encourage people, because it's a free ebook, you have absolutely nothing to lose. Even if you're working in C++ or C#, go out and grab it, because it'll make a great reference. I really have gone through every part of the API that I could that was practical. There are certain few little bits here and there, like Exchange Active Sync APIs, like, you know, that's a really fringe API. I don't think I'm going to spend my time on that.
Yeah.
But I do reference it. I do point it out that it's there.
I definitely know from the reliability space where I'm from that just knowing the fundamentals, how to use the runtime correctly, is really important. Like, background tasks hang because you didn't dispose of you didn't cancel the deferral. And stuff like that. And this, you're going to give those tips. And so it doesn't matter if it's C# or JavaScript, you have to dispose of the deferral and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely.
One of the other things I try to do in the book is I've developed a muscle over the years of really taking the standpoint of the outside developer. I worked in developer support for many years. I worked in our developer relations group in the 1990s, which was our precursor to our evangelism group, where it was always my role to step out of the Microsoft shoes, be in our customer shoes, experience it from that perspective. Even to the point, I remember one time with Olay and Com sitting in my office just yelling my head off because I was so mad at these idiots that wrote the spec that can't communicate anything to me.
Yeah.
Just really feeling and sympathizing and empathizing with the outside developer, getting into their shoes and asking the questions of what do they need to know when. And anticipating the questions that come up in their minds. And I've gotten good feedback in this book to say, yes, you answered the questions I had right at the moment I was having them. That's one of my best pieces of feedback.
I think a lot of people make assumptions when they write a lot of stuff that they know some fundamentals. And sometimes you just have to lay out the fundamental first.
And one of the challenges in writing this was getting all the knowledge and insights from our feature teams, the engineers that are actually building it. But the way Microsoft ends up being structured is those guys are very siloed, very vertical in the spaces they operate in. And it's very hard for them, just given their priorities, to stretch out and understand the relationship of that to everything else in the platform. That's a big challenge.
Putting all the
pieces together. So that's the job I really undertook, is let's go talk to all these guys, get their insights, but then restitch it together in a horizontal story. So that when you go, for example, to chapter 10 and 11 in the book called The Story of State, and you're dealing with how does an app manage its internal state and get that continuous experience from session to session, or when you're running and the system terminates you because of low memory, and then you need to restart back to the same state you were in. What all comes to bear on that? Well, it happens to cut across about five or six different areas of the API that were created by different teams. So you want to tell that story as a coherent whole and realize that, oh, things like the credential locker, where you want to store passwords and usernames and so forth, well, that is part of state. And what's called the access cache, which is if you went through the file picker to get permission to look at a folder or a file on the user's hard drive. Well, you need to store that permission. That's part of your state too. Well, there's an API that deals with that. There's the API that deals with app settings and app data files and roaming settings and so forth. So all of those come together to form a coherent story, which that's what the book tries to do in a case like that. Same with, you mentioned background tasks, where that relates a lot to the start screen and live tiles and the lock screen and badges. And so chapter 16 in this book is chapter 13 in the first edition, is I say it's the longest title, I think, in the first edition, where it's tiles, badges, toast, background tasks, and lock screen. So it's like it's all those things in one title, but it's, I think, one of the most coherent chapters.
They're all interconnected.
Because they all relate to one another. And that's, and then in that as well, I realized, you know, we need to talk about your web services that are dealing with push notifications, with periodic notifications. How are these things coming to you? Because the SDK that the Windows team produced went so far as to show you what to do in the client app, but now what do you do on the back end? And how do you actually debug a periodic notification service before you ship it? So you got to have Visual Studio for web running, Visual Studio for Windows running, have the service here, have your app here, and see, and you can set breakpoints in either and see how they go across.
What's the flow?
That was really fun to produce.
So did you find the writing of the book just to be easy and fluid, or was it a big grind?
Well, for me, I'm a experienced writer, so it's just a joy to write. I know, speaking of Jeff Richter, I mean, I've known him for many, many years, going back to early Win32 days, and when we were just evangelizing Windows 3 and speaking at conferences a lot, because I was the Olay and Com guy, got invited to a bunch of stuff that he got invited to. And I know we've had different conversations over the years about, oh, what was it like to write that? I was like, oh, God. I have to admit, there are some chapters that flowed really easy and some that I spent a lot of time on, mostly because it was very new material for me.
Yeah.
Get into a section about devices and HID devices and Bluetooth, and it's like, I haven't touched that world very much.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time, I have one of those little Dream Cheeky missile launchers. It's actually the Circus Cannon version, you know, the USB-controlled missile launcher thing. And I wanted to show that because it's a good HID device and how to access it. And so I learned how to do that, and I actually had to take the whole thing apart because quality control wasn't great. And there were like little flecks of plastic in the gears that weren't turning. But it was great to open it up and see all the little switches inside, and then you could see exactly how that got surfaced in the HID report that you get from the hardware, and how you know, it would move over and close a switch, and it wouldn't open that switch again until it moved back a certain amount of distance. And so it's like, okay, that's a little thing you need to debounce in whatever hardware layer you want to create. So I show how to create, say, for example, a Windows runtime component that is specifically dedicated to that piece of hardware that can debounce all of those little intricacies of the hardware through the HID interface APIs, but then present a more clean API for an app to use. So it was a really fun process to go through that. But yeah, it took a while to just, God, how's this thing working in the spring? You know, it goes flying off somewhere.
Well, it's always fun when you actually get to do something physical. It's so often in IT that
you just get a Sphero and drive it with Bluetooth.
So should we run and up the episode now and do a demo next week?
Sure, we can do that. Sounds like we've got some demos we can do. So we'll come back and do that next week. So that's our show for this week. As always, if you have questions or comments, put them down in the show notes below, or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. And we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
All right. Bye.